إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, today is the Indian Independence Day, and I remind myself and you that while we take happiness and we feel happy about the fact that we are an independent, politically independent nation, or at least politically as independent as can be can be today. But we need to get independence from things which are even more important, which is independence from corruption, independence from hatred, independence from lies. These are things which are even more independent. These are the things which are tearing us apart. So I think it's important in conversations also to think about some of those. But to come back to our conversation, monitoring conversations, three things that I want to talk to you about today. As you know, we talk about three things every day. One is whether when we talk about others, in our conversations, are we more focused on other people's strengths or other people's faults? And I think it's a very important thing for us to reflect on. When I talk about other people, do I talk more about their strengths or do I talk more about their faults? Because both are there. In anyone, including ourselves, we have strengths and we have faults. Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, if somebody praises you, remember that they praise the cover that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed over you. So alhamdulillah, by all means, feel good about your strengths and thank Allah for them. But don't get carried away by that. If Allah did not hide our faults, then perhaps our strengths would not be visible at all. Even though they might be there, but people would be so overwhelmed with our faults that they would not bother to look at our strengths. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from that. So, and that's the same thing with others. So when we talk about other people, do we talk about their strengths or we talk about their faults? Now, obviously this also relates to the religion, because talking about people's faults behind their back in their absence is riba. So it's also haram. It's also something which eats away your own good deeds. But talking about their strengths, alhamdulillah, is good. So, do we talk about people's, do my conversations reflect an orientation towards looking at people's strengths or looking at people's faults? This refers to Muslims, non-Muslims, everybody. Second thing to look at in our conversations, and this is, may Allah protect us, the biggest problem with our ummah, is does our conversation reflect togetherness or does it reflect divisions? So do we talk about commonalities or do we talk about differences? Again, both are there. We have commonalities based on all kinds of things, on community, race, culture, you know, language, and so on. And we also have differences. But which one do we talk about more? Today, what is tearing apart this ummah is the focus on differences and the focus on each other's faults much more than the focus on each other's strengths. So we are far more focused on division than on togetherness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Allah said, hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. But we are focused on differences. So we don't, for example, see and appreciate the fact that somebody is praying, but we focus on the fact that he prays differently from the way I pray. And we do this and we criticize him knowing fully well that the way that he is praying is also one of the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After all, whoever it is, whether it is somebody who is praying with his hands folded or with his hands by his side, or whether it is somebody who is praying doing Rafaidain or he is not doing Rafaidain and so on. After all, he did not invent that. You also know this, I also know this, right? So what he is doing is one sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam which we do not follow, because we follow whichever madhab we follow, and in our madhab we follow another sunnah. So we know this, all this, we know all of this, but we criticize them. Say, see how he's praying, see how he's praying. What's wrong with it? Instead of looking at the fact that alhamdulillah, in this day and age, here is a young person who comes to the masjid to pray, here is an older person who comes to the masjid to pray, here is somebody who wakes up and comes for Salatul Fajr. That one action should be so overwhelmingly overpowering for us that we should not be able to see any fault. Which alhamdulillah, that in this day and age, a Muslim comes to the masjid to pray, this is enough to wipe out everything else. Yeah. But instead of that, we focus on all kind of other things. You know, what is his, what does he look like, what does he do, what kind of clothes, this. Wallahi, I mean, this is only division. It will never bring us together. And that is something which is extremely harmful for us. And therefore, I think we should be very clear in our minds about that. Last and final one is the issue of arrogance and humility. And this is literally, it's like saying the difference between Jahannam and Jannah. Because arrogance leads only to one place, and that is Jahannam. And humility leads only to one place, which is Jannah. So arrogance and humility. My knowledge, my whatever, my material wealth, my good looks, or you take, name whatever, your strength and your wealth. And does this produce humility or does it produce knowledge? And does it produce arrogance? Now you might say, well, you know, if I have wealth and I have knowledge and so on, how will it produce humility? It produces humility because real knowledge only makes you conscious of what all you do not know. What you know makes you conscious of what you do not know. So very, important. For example, if you understand the meaning of one ayah, you say, oh, subhanAllah, this, I understand this meaning of one ayah. So, but the Quran is not only one ayah. The Quran is 6,000, So the point is that, what about the other ayahs which I do not know? If I know the biography of one sahabi, or I know one thing, then what about all the others I don't know? So, in same thing with science and same thing with technology. I mean, I might be a very good doctor, but I don't know the first thing about fixing a car. You know, and if I'm stuck on a highway, all my medical knowledge is worthless, because what I know, what I need there is something else. So the issue is, what does this do for me? Does it produce arrogance or does it produce humility? And that's another thing to monitor in our conversations and say, which one does it produce more? And obviously it should produce more humility, because that is the purpose of knowledge. So also with regard to wealth. The more wealth we have, what does Islam tell us? The more you have, the more hisab you will give. So the best person is the one who has enough for his needs, so he does not have to ask anyone. But he does not have anything more, because he doesn't have to give hisab for it. And this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do. That is how he practiced. He never allowed anything surplus to remain. So enough for our needs. I mean, I'm not asking for poverty, because that's again another big test, and it's a problem, because now you are, you have to get humiliated. You have to ask people. So enough for our need. Whatever I need, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala give me that at that time, without asking anybody, directly from himself, inshallah. But more than that, I don't want. Because what will I do with it? For what? This whole concept of leaving it for somebody else, that somebody else comes with his own rizq. What are you going to leave with? Why must you leave anything? That is that person's rizq. If Allah wants that person's rizq to come from your possessions, alhamdulillah, Allah will give you. It will go. But that's not something for you to ask for. Allah, give me so I can leave behind. For what? What Allah wants to give the other person, let him give directly. Allah is, that person is the abd of Allah, is not your abd. So why must you take on the responsibility? It's like saying to somebody, you know, give me a lot of money so I can guard it and give it to somebody else. Why would you want to do that? It's a pain in the neck for you. You have to guard this thing and then give a hisab to somebody else. You gave me this, and this is what I gave to so-and-so. Why? For what? So, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us enough for our needs to fulfill them. So we are comfortable, we are happy, we are, you know, we can indulge all our halal desires, but not more, because the more is a problem. The more means when I die and I leave that behind, I have to give hisab to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want that. Let me die in peace without anything that I need to give hisab for. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, life lived happily without need and without asking anyone, and death comes at a time when I am free from all needs and I only have the need for the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So the issue of, in my conversation, do you hear arrogance or do you hear humility? And please let me remind myself and you, none of this can be faked. All of this has to come from inside. It's not a question of, you know, pretending to be humble. This is another thing in a lot of our, especially when we speak in Urdu, a lot of our conversation is pretentious humility. Main aapka, main khaksar hoon saab. Meri to haisiyat hi nahi hai. Ab haisiyat hi nahi, is waste bol raha hai ki dusra bolna, nahi nahi saab, are aap to kya, aapki shaan kya hai, aap to bahrul ulum hai. Wo uska dil mein तो इस बात वाला अब उन्हें हमारा मेरी हैसियत ही नहीं होना, बिल्कुल सही है, आपकी हैसियत नहीं है तो खुश रहता है. तो द होल पॉइंट इज दैट दिस काइंड ऑफ प्रिटेंशन एंड दिस काइंड ऑफ यू नो हिमाका डजंट वर्क. इट हैज़ टू बी जेन्युइन, बिकॉज ओनली देन डज इट हैव वैल्यू. सो जेन्युइन ह्यूमिलिटी, बिकॉज आई रियली फील दैट दिस इज हु आई एम. अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन, अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला हैज़ हिडन द फॉल्ट्स, अल्लाह हैज़ गिवन इज्जा, अल्लाह हैज़ गिवन पीपल, पुट मोहब्बत इन बी हार्ट्स ऑफ पीपल. वी थैंकफुल टू अल्लाह फॉर दिस. वी डोंट take that for ourselves and say, this is because I deserve it, it's mine. No, it's not mine. So, three important things that we need to monitor in our conversation. When we speak about other people, does my conversation reflect a focus on their strengths or a focus on their faults? Second one is, does my conversation reflect a focus on togetherness or a focus on division? And third one is, does my conversation reflect arrogance or humility? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live lives which are pleasing to Him, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do all that brings people together, the people of this ummah, the people of the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be humble, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use us in His path. As one of my shuyukh used to say, that if the seed wants to give benefit, if the seed wants to feed people, it has to bury itself in the ground. There's no other way. You can be the greatest seed in the world, but if you want to say, I want to benefit people, how does the seed benefit people? By growing and by producing a crop. So if the seed wants to produce a crop to feed people, it has to bury itself in the ground. That's the only way. Unless you bury yourself in the ground, you will never produce anything. And that burying in the ground is the issue of being humble. Genuinely, I know I am a seed, therefore, where is my place? It's in a hole in the ground. Only then will the plant come, only then will the crop come, and then the world will eat thanks to that one seed. And that is what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us those from whom benefit goes to others. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.